Alright, so we finally just want to discuss parallel computing for this case. And there are actually two types of theoretical problems of this type. And you need, again, to be a little careful to distinguish them when people announce they've done a wonderful problem of this type. So you can use, because this is an integral, you can use the same approach we did for the so-called event Monte Carlos, let's ask, why does this take a long time? It takes a long time because we've got to generate a lot of events, I don't know how many events, depends on the problem. Let's say it's 100,000 events, and so we obviously can calculate 1,000 events on each of 100 processes. So that would be the so-called, so this would be just like that event Monte Carlo. We're going to do independent computations of 1,000 points in phase space on each processor. So, and so if you again look at announced successes in this area, you will find sometimes what people have done is to do this independent method, which by some people is called the farming method, because you farm out the work to a bunch of processes. So when people talk about workstation farms or the farm method, that's this method of chopping a problem up into essentially independent parts, assigning the parts, usually in some sort of master-slave type topology, to the different processes. And so when we do theoretical computations, we can do this approach. However, there are, in the hardest theoretical, and in fact probably the majority of theoretical cases, you cannot do this. The simplest reason you can't do this is that is basically a question of memory. In order to be able to do this, if we think about this problem, this is a problem which has data parallelism in two dimensions, in two sort of axes. One is the data parallelism of the spins of the particles forming our system, and the second axis of data parallelism is the points in the integral. So this is, in some sort of generalized sense, has a parallelism or a data parallelism corresponding to these two features of the computation. And so we can always choose one or both of those axes of the problem to exploit. Now, if we choose to exploit the data parallelism over the integral points, then we must make certain that our problem fits onto a node. And so this only works if it's a small problem. But actually, these tend to be very big problems because we're doing, if you like, classic, typical three-dimensional simulations. Because if we do a statistical physics problem, we're going to have particles in three dimensions. We're going to have a whole lot of them because we want to get real answers for real systems. And so it's very unlikely that I can put a full three-dimensional system in a single node. So in fact, these statistical physics problems don't actually have any less degrees of freedom, say, than the typical computational fluid dynamics or astrophysics simulations. So these are big problems. And so if we can't fit it on the processor of a single workstation, the farm method doesn't work. And so this is an example where you have to use data parallelism over the grid points or the particles or whatever as a fundamental unit of your computation, because you've got to choose a methodology that allows you to fit everything onto a node.